This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By a horrible mass shooting in Alabama, and windy conditions and nasty snow, tough visibility in the upper Midwest coming up. Nothing new as winter is going out with a bang. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks for hanging with us here on this show. First of all, think about that. 50 people are at a birthday party, most of them teenagers. It's at a small town in Alabama, not too far outside of Montgomery. It's just supposed to be one of those fun Saturday things. Instead, around 10:30, it turned into a shooting gallery. 4 people killed, a bunch of others injured when this happened at the birthday party in this small, rather rural town. How awful is that? And you had a star high school athlete that was killed in the shooting, and you had just a number of teens. Some of them had to be flown to other hospitals, and all this was supposed to be a simple, fun party. What a senseless tragedy to happen to the people in this area. And they're still looking for who the shooter was, who the shooters were. I think there was more than one. And again, you could tell in listening to, because once again, you see the obligatory somber-faced police officer, police chief at the crime scene with the yellow tape behind them talking about some senseless act of violence. And when it happens, you want the who did it, you want to get them, and then you want to know why in the hell did you do that. And there is no good answer for that. There is absolutely no answer for that that would wash. So let's hope they do get whoever the culprit or culprits were behind this sad shooting. Weather is always a part of the show, because I say that what we talk about here on the No Drone Zone is not the same old. We know some of the things that make us furious that are happening on the Hill, and we know that tax day is around the corner, and unless you're getting a refund and you're going to get it fast, you're not necessarily happy, right? Or you're frantically trying to get it filed because you don't want to have to deal with it, and you want it done. So, if you live in the upper Midwest, you might just bunker down. Windy conditions, blowing snow, where that visibility would be really low. We're talking about that's happening right now in some of these places. And that's from Minnesota to Illinois, Kansas, people listening to us in Iowa. Wind gusts up to 45 miles an hour. Heavy snow expected to fall in some of the places I mentioned, Wisconsin also being added to that pile as well. And, of course, that colder, cool air. More than 26 of us Americans were under a severe weather threat Saturday, with thunderstorms stretching from Illinois to Texas. And I'll tell you, while Fort Lauderdale was just waterlogged, there are other people in Florida that are desperate to get some rain because it's been very, very, very dry. And when you start to see that lightning in the sky and you start to hear some raindrops, you're just hoping, please let this last for more than a couple of minutes. Let it go a little bit longer than that. Isn't it odd? What one place needs, they don't get. What another place doesn't want, they get it, and then some, and it's just too much. So while they're trying to dry out in Fort Lauderdale, there are other places that are just bone dry in the state of Florida. Meanwhile, the clock is tick, tick, ticking, not just on taxes, because tax day is coming up on Tuesday, but the United States lawmakers returning Monday from the recess. This is a deadline about the debt limit, or we have an unprecedented default. The United States to remind you of the astronomical figure, reached its $31.4 trillion borrowing limit back in January, now relying on extraordinary measures to keep the government fully funded and avoid what would be a catastrophe, an economic default. When those measures run out, it's called the X date, and it's kind of a moving target. But it's soon. The clock is absolutely ticking on it. We can't meet the financial obligations at some point. So Moody's, the economists there, say the Treasury Department is going to run out of money by mid-August. Ooh, yikes. I mean, nailing down the day of this, of when this will happen is pretty tough, but they have to have an X date, because if no resolution is reached and they default for the first time in history, how would the markets react? Terribly. That's what would happen. Negative news, would just absolutely crash. So House Republicans are demanding spending cuts in exchange for lifting the debt ceiling. Democrats are calling for a clean raise without conditions. So there's a lot of standoff going on the Hill. Especially Kevin McCarthy and the president meeting, negotiating, and then not having anything happen there. The negotiations, if left to the last minute, do have the potential to rock the markets, because that's exactly what happens when there's that kind of negative news. It will absolutely flip the markets. Speaking of flipping, a lot of people flipped out about Jack Teixeira, the 21-year-old who leaked a lot of documents that now are getting reaction across the board. The Biden administration is saying that they're seeing minimal damage, though, from the disclosure of the highly classified docs related to the war in Ukraine and the U.S. view of its allies and partners. So what does that mean? The real test is going to happen when the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, meets in Japan with counterparts from six of America's closest foreign friends. It's the three-day talks between the group of seven foreign ministers, and that's all starting to happen. But so far, Blinken has said that he's heard no concerns from allies, but the revelations and the arrest of a relatively low-level suspect in leaks is certainly looming over the G7 meeting. I mean, talk about having egg on your face. Whoops! Because, I mean, this story, it's picked up everywhere in every language, right? There's nowhere to hide from this, especially when you look at what's being digested. The military analysis of Ukraine's capabilities and Russian losses. Also, the assessments of the defense capabilities of Taiwan and internal arguments in Britain, Egypt, Israel, South Korea, and Japan. Yeah. And you think about WikiLeaks and the huge, huge treasure trove of documents that were leaked then in 2010. So we've had these problems before. It was when then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was forced to apologize for some of the embarrassing revelations in the leaks of those diplomatic cables in 2010. She had to explain some positions that were all of a sudden out there. So Jack Teixeira, who appeared in court as prosecutors unsealed those charges and they revealed what had happened, could get 15 years in prison. Wow. Man Cave coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Dennis. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney, at Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Sports here on the show. I was watching this with my family today because they had us over for a late birthday dinner, and it was fun, and we were watching the tail end. I know some people just hate to watch golf, but because I... some rule changes. I went to a couple spring training games. I know I mentioned that I thought it was interesting about the pitch clock and what was happening with the bigger bases and that kind of thing. So Shohei Ohtani was called for a pitch clock violation on the mound and at the plate on Wednesday. He did earn his first win of the season, though. He drove in a run in the 4-3 win for the Angels over the Mariners, but it's interesting that that he was called on that, because you know they're going to have to get used to it. And for Ohtani, that happened in the top of the sixth before his at bat against a Mariner reliever. Players have 30 seconds to resume play between batters. So it's a getting used to process, right? That's what it's about. And in fact, it's also interesting because Manny Machado became the first Major League Baseball player ejected over the pitch clock argument, right? So he made a little pitch clock history, you could say. In the first inning of the Padres game against Arizona, he was issued a third strike for the violation of the pitch clock, then ejected because he was arguing with the home plate umpire. And it is the first time a player was ejected in a regular season game for arguing over the pitch clock. This is the idea. You just got to get used to it. It's to speed up the game, right? Because people are busy. They don't want to sit at games for 3.5 hours. If you could just speed up the game. And, of course, like other sports and vying for all kinds of attention with the younger crowd, you got to figure out how to get butts in seats. So how relevant is baseball? How do you keep it relevant? How do you keep younger people involved, especially if it's not a tradition that's being handed down among families? If you wondered if anybody was watching, UConn beat San Diego State to hoist the trophy as the best in men's college basketball. Yeah, I guess a lot of people were watching. 14.69 million viewers on CBS. That's how many people watched. And does it seem like it's low? Does it seem like it's high? Well, it's being dubbed as the least watched national championship on record. So how do you arrive at that? Well, you look at what previous years have pulled in, and I would say, well, there was different delivery. There's different delivery systems now, too, compared to going in the way back in the time machine. But a previous low came in 2018 when 15.99 million people watched Villanova beat Michigan on TBS, because that's who carried it at that time. But in general, the men's basketball tournament averaged 9 million plus viewers. So still down. It was down 7% from last year. But the first round, I think it's when people have their brackets and they're excited. The first round had more, you know, where they got a record 9.2 million in the first couple of days. I mean, call it what you want to call it. The idea is, listen, we got a lot of eyeballs that are competing for a lot of different things. We had a lot of sports, a lot of other things. And the women's side had record numbers. So they had really, really big numbers. They were up 103% from last year. And the game was played in front of a sold-out crowd at the American Airlines Arena in Dallas. It peaked at 12.6 million. Right? I mean, so LSU's win over Iowa on Sunday drew 9.9. But it's so interesting when you look at the numbers and what does that mean, and, you know, what does that mean? Sponsorship is what they care about. It's what's going to happen with sponsors and whatnot. All right, the Masters is coming up, and so people are paying attention to what are the tee times, what do they look like, and what does the weather look like? Because there is a serious threat of rain, especially on Friday. So then that's a bummer for people who had to figure out a way to get to the Masters, because you might not know this. I think I've said it a couple of times on the show, and it's in my book, Invade the Man Cave. But the toughest ticket to get in all sports might surprise you. It's the Masters. And, of course, because it's limited. You know, it's just not going to have millions and millions of people roaming the golf course. That's number one. And everybody wants to go because it is the big tournament. So Tiger Woods, Justin Thomas, John Rahm, they'll tee off. Jordan Spieth, Rory McIlroy, Scottie Scheffler, who's the defending champ. tease off, and you know, earlier in the day, or actually later in the day, Tiger Woods, he tees off at 10:18 a.m. Eastern, 10:18 a.m. Eastern. He's always a draw to watch to see what he's going to do, especially when you think he almost lost his leg in that car accident and then came back from that. And the first couple of days, because everybody's in it, is kind of fun to watch if you're a golf fan, because otherwise you might think it's like watching paint dry, which some people often have told me they don't. I think it depends on if you play the game or if you just are, for some reason, whatever reason, are a fan of the game. I mean, there are people that are a fan of the game and they don't play, but I think in golf, like in tennis, a lot of times it's people who play because they do that. They hack around on the courts or courses, and there's something about seeing the best people and what they can do in whatever particular tournament, especially a very big tournament. This was a very big deal when it came to money and memorabilia. Hunt Auctions announced that the private sale of a bat used by the great Babe Ruth, 1920-21, sold for $1.85 million. That's a record price for a baseball bat. That's a lot of serious dough. And before that, there was a Ruth bat that sold for $1.68 million. There is something about him. Remember, he's the king of SWAT, the Sultan of SWAT, pointing out his home runs, etc. And you go back to the Polo Grounds and the history of New York Yankee baseball and what that feeling must have been like. And I think that's the nostalgic thing when people have money to burn and they're baseball fans, and specifically Yankee fans, that would pull people in. So I don't think it's a surprise that piece of lumber went for what it went for. But what do you do? You know, if you're the person, put the money thing aside. I guess you can't put the money thing aside. But obviously you have plenty of money. But you get this bat. Do you treat it like nobody's in the case and nobody can touch the bat? Or no, forget that. Everybody gets to touch the bat. Everybody gets to hold Babe Ruth's bat because it's a piece of history. I would think the people that would buy a piece like that would be kind of cautious because they wouldn't want to have everybody pawing at it. And man, if somebody accidentally, you know.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Thanks in part to conflict involving Israel and the Middle East, gas prices continue their upward trend. USA's John Schaefer.
AAA is reporting a roughly 20-cent increase per gallon of regular gas over the past month, the national average now standing at $3.63 a gallon. Experts attribute this rise to refinery maintenance and escalating tensions in the Middle East. They do anticipate further increases in gas prices as peak driving season approaches.
Roku has disclosed yet another security breach. On Friday, the company revealed about 576,000 accounts had been compromised. This revelation came to light while Roku was in the process of notifying customers about a prior breach that impacted roughly 15,000 accounts earlier in the year. Roku assured that sensitive data did remain inaccessible. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
I'm so pleased to take you to Australia for a conversation with Vaughn Whitlock, who thinks that there are consequences, especially when things are one-sided and we don't really have those conversations. In fact, his book is Consequences, a 2040 Scenario. So we welcome him to America Tonight and to Author's Corner. Vaughn, thanks for hopping on.
Yes, thanks for giving me the opportunity.
Let's talk about your writing. What drove you to write this book and others?
Well, I guess I try to take a bit more in-depth look at things, way people are behaving these days, decisions being taken, social changes happening, and I try to sort of look at how these things can impact into the future. Look over the horizon a little bit, if I can put it that way. So as the title of the book suggests, the consequences of things being decisions made today and social changes, and in this case 20 years from now, because a lot of decisions taken are very short term, very little vision given. So I just try to extrapolate into the future a little bit, see what
Yeah, and in extrapolating, you talk about a lot of different things. You talk about same-sex marriage. You talk about social media. And, boy, who on this planet can't relate to social media and the things that are happening with social media? What's your take on all of that?
I think social media has had an enormous impact, obviously, in recent times. And obviously, it's good to be able to connect to someone on the other side of the world in a matter of seconds. You know, that's the good part of it. But there's some parts that I think aren't so good, and I think it's superficialized a lot of the interaction between people. So you just get a lot of flashy imagery happening, and things are happening so fast that people have to react really fast. And so you just get surface deep interactions, and I think it detracts from more in-depth interaction between people. You have to react to something coming through fast, because watch out, the next image is coming through, you know, that sort of thing.
Right, and so it's so interesting what you're saying, too, because you're not going deep, and you don't know kind of even what's real, but then you wonder, it's great, as you said, that you can reach and talk to people in other parts of the world, but where's the depth of that? And maybe that's the danger, right?
No, I think it's changed our type of society hugely, and not necessarily for the better. Obviously, it's good the ability to connect with someone is good. But there's a certain threshold to that which I have a feeling is being crossed far too much.
And it makes sense, you know, and you know, we're talking about consequences of 2040 scenario. When you wrote this book, how did you, I mean, that's really a big, it's really big to tackle all these issues. How did you go about that? A little research, a little bit what was kicking around in your mind, what you were seeing. How did you pull that together?
Mostly just from what I observe. I've always had a keen interest in what's going on around the place, watching the public forums and so on. And so it's just what's going on in my mind. I'd like to look a bit more in depth into the reasons why, rather than just what's presented on the surface. Obviously the same-sex marriage one is big in the book. Came in as law in Australia in 2018. There was a plebiscite before that for the people to decide, and obviously a yes campaign and a no campaign. And the yes campaign kind of depicted all kinds of glossy promotions and examples of people getting married, sort of like every same-sex marriage is made in heaven, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the way they went about their campaign. And the no campaign, I just waited for them to take up the most obvious aspect, which I think is a natural progression after same-sex marriage coming, and that is the raising of a family. That they want to be seen as having equality with heterosexual marriage. So the natural progression is to want to have children, raise a family. But there's a couple of things about that are just straight out factors, nothing to do with whether you're for or against, but just straight out fact. And for instance, it's impossible for a same-sex marriage to have a child unless they introduce a third party to their marriage, right?
Right.
In the case of two men together, they need a surrogate mother and an egg donor. Could be two other people. In the case of two women together, they need a sperm donor. There's also the fact that in a same-sex marriage, it's impossible for both partners to be biological parents.
Right.
Another point. So I think these things kind of get overlooked in the haste to embrace it. And of course, we can't talk too much about these things because of political correctness and so on.
Right, so you're saying that there just wasn't a lot of discussion because it wasn't allowed. It really wasn't allowed to have discussion. And so that's part of consequences, and it's part of what people complain about with politics, because one side yells at the other side, but then nobody's listening, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't intend to take one side or the other, before or against. But I just want to present a little bit more balanced argument to the debate, I suppose. And the consequences as such are very, very real and based on common sense and logic. It's not any kind of prejudice for or against. I just present and I let the reader decide about that. It was very noticeable in the No campaign that they never really brought up the issue about having children at all, which absolutely amazed me. I thought that would be the main thing they'd go at. They talked about freedom of religion and freedom of speech and all this kind of thing. And I sort of thought, well, what on earth has that got to do with it? You know? Those things are issues in society anyway, nothing to do with same-sex marriage particularly, and so it goes on. It's sort of, this is the other part, one other part of my book that I have a bit of a go at, the political correctness these days, where you can't be against anything, or you might be seen as discriminating or treading on someone's rights or and so on like this.
Yeah. So, I mean, I love that you say that, you know, you let the readers decide for themselves. You're just trying to present balance and what are the consequences. So the book was perfectly named Consequences of 2040 Scenario. What do you hope people take away from reading your book, which they can get on your website, they can get on Amazon or Barnes & Noble? What do you hope they take away?
If people stop to have a little bit more think about things, then that would be an achievement, rather than getting caught up in the speed of the moment with social media and so on. And as I said, I just want to put a little bit more balance into the debate, and if people take that on board, then I'll be happy with that. There's other artificial intelligence is a big part of the book too. That hasn't really come in yet, but it's going to be huge in the future. There are consequences there. I tried to create a human-like robot in my book, which I call Robin, because Robin can be a male or a female name, so it's gender neutral. And they're human-like, but I give them sight, hearing, and touch sense. So that means they can store in memory things that they see, hear, and feel. And then when they see a situation again, they can draw from that memory and react. The only problem is they don't have any chemical processes, so there's no emotions or feelings. It's all a cold process, input and output.
Fantastic. So there's lots of different roads that take us to you, Vaughn, and thank you for coming on the show, and let's hope there's more discussion.
It's the Rich Man's World. guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
The name of the book is One God for All These People. Why did he put us here? Boy, think about that provocative question. The way right. to world peace. You can hear her voice. She's in our virtual green room joining us from beautiful Hawaii. Lynn Knight Wilson is the author. Lynn, thanks for hanging with us.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks for having me and giving me an opportunity to let my light shine.
So what made you write the book? Why'd you decide, hey, I'm going to write a book and tackle a really tough subject?
Well, some of the reasons were in Bible studies in churches, there were some quarrels that I could see were easily avoidable. That was just one basic reason. Another reason is I wanted to help people who did not really understand God. And I wanted, and I really felt that God, he came for all of us all over the world. You know, we look at the relationship of the Christians and Jews. We are all united in love. And then, of course, we have Buddha. Now, this is sometimes causes some conflicts. But we believe that Buddha did prophesy the Christ. He lived a very peaceful, happy lifestyle. So now we have united Asia. We've united the Jews. We've united the Christians. And I wanted to make a point with that. I wanted to put a spotlight on that.
Right.
I wanted to help.
Let me interrupt for a quick second. So it's what your title says, One God for All These People. Why did he put us here? You know, so when you think
right.
about why did he put us here, and you talked off the air to me about love and how much it's about love.
Oh, right. Yeah. You know, the truth sets us free. So basically when people know why they're here, then they have hope. They have a whole new life, right there as they are reading it, as they understand that. They go, oh my God, you know, God didn't put us here because he didn't like us. He tried us in heaven first. He wanted to spare us, the pain and the torture of this world. But we didn't, unfortunately, we didn't do what we were told. And then we didn't, eagerly confess to him, you know, when they were questioned. One said, it was the one you put with me. The girl says, oh, it was the serpent who tricked me. You know, but basically, you know, when those two things happened, that was it. Out of the garden, we went, down to this pit. We are. Now, life is a test, and when people understand why we're here, why weren't we started in heaven, they'll know that. They're going to know life's a test.
Yeah,
and know what love is. There's so many children in the streets, born without mothers and fathers. And you look at the terrorists around the world. Some of them were born into slavery. They don't know what love is. They think it's the reproductive biological organs. It is not. That is just for reproduction. Love is mercy and compassion. Very simple. Get off the color. Moses was black. Deal with it. You know, I the color thing, I'm just fed up. It should not be occurring in our country.
Yeah, and I want to stop you for a second, too. I like what you say, mercy and compassion. Oh, compassion is so lacking in so many ways, isn't it?
Oh, well, look at the homeless. That was the other thing I wanted to focus on. And the people in prison, I wanted to put things in my book to help them. You know, the father controls the time. And then the homeless, my God, they have these TV shows about making people stars. We have stars out on the street. They're stars from heaven. They're father's children. Let's go pick them up. And if you want to do a show, let's film them transforming their lives by faith in Christ Jesus or faith in God or just transforming it through the love, the brotherly love. But let's help each other.
Yeah.
We're here to help each other. Each of us has a set of gifts from God. Each of us is special. Each of us is a speck of God in a painting that over time is completed, and then that is God's picture. We are all in there.
Well, I like that, each of us. I like, too, when you were saying, like, life is a test. So for you in writing this book, was it cathartic? Did it feel good? Because you can tell that you're such a compassionate person.
Well, my head was, my heart almost, you know, it felt like it was going to blow up out of my chest. And, every time I get on a hot one here, you know, when I'm, that's what I call it, a hot plate with God. You know, when I'm doing something important for him, it just boom, boom, boom. You know, you could put devices on my check and it could record it. I wrote the book, the core of the book, in approximately 3 days handwritten. And I had everything outlined and arranged. Then it took another few weeks or a month or two because of the computer and the troubles I had downtown with a computer. But I should have done is just handwrote it and had somebody transcribe it and put it out there. We could have got it out there sooner.
But the point is, it's out here now, and again, you can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, One God for All These People, Why Did He Put Us Here, The Way to World Peace. When people are listening to this conversation, and they'll be able to find all these great stories in your book and tools, like What is Love and The Road to Love, what do you hope they take away? What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Well, right off the bat, they're going to have hope. And they're going to have the tools they need to help them overcome anything, anywhere. Whether they end up in a prison someday, it'll be okay. Because they'll know the Father has his back, has their back. They're going to have everything they need. They're going to have the direction. They're having the pure light out of dark, which never involves any killing, any torture, kidnapping, or any deceit. They're going to know what love is. It is not a reproductive organ. It is the mercy and the compassion. And, you know, these tools, and I put in there, I talk about the Ten Commandments and the Sermon on the Mount. If we focus on that worldwide in every country, my God, what a better place this world would be.
Well, it's interesting in thinking about the directions that you've taken in this book and talking about Buddha and talking about starting with the garden and all of that. And there's stories all wrapped in here. Lynn Knight Wilson, thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much.
All right, just a couple of minutes left in the show. We talked about what it was like in Florida being underwater, not the whole state, obviously. It's Fort Lauderdale. Crazy to see the video and the pictures of runways, just couldn't even navigate. But more important, the people who were waterlogged when you have almost 25 inches of rain in some parts and at least 9 to 10 in other parts where you're talking about Hollywood or Miami and navigating around that and then all that dirty, horrible water and just houses ruined, flooded out, all kinds of things, apartments and houses and schools, and wow, amazing how many people were affected. Thank goodness, to our knowledge, nobody lost their life in all of that, because it could have been even more disastrous. All right, as we go from the flood of Florida to Mega Millions, and nobody claimed yet the big ticket for Mega Millions, but somebody's won it, and it's somebody in New York. $476 million, that was what the lottery was up to. And I always say this because the chances of winning it to me are so insane. And I think that would be one of the first things that would have to hit your mind when you win a jackpot like that. 1 in 302 million. That's the chances. 1 in 302 million. Can you believe it? Wow. All right, and speaking of chances, I want to mention this again. Wow, the Tampa Bay Rays, if you're a baseball fan or just a fan of streaks and those sorts of things, they went all the way to 13 straight wins before they finally lost to Toronto. And I think the good news is, because it's hard for them to really get the fans to come out, Tropicana Field is an indoor facility, which it really has to be, but it's an older one. They're talking about a new stadium, but then there's the argument about how many Rays fans are there. There are other sports that are big. The Buccaneers, of course, the NFL always rules. And also you've got a popular hockey team here, the Tampa Bay Lightning, a.k.a. the Bolts. But bravo to them, because a lot of people came out to watch. They got some excitement going with the streak, and that's wonderful. Be safe, be sane, be happy. See you again next time.
Georgia, my Georgia, oh, the whole day through, oh, sweet song, Georgia on my mind, my mind, Georgia. Oh, my Georgia.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.